The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Out where I am on the West Coast, we're being warned all the time about the big one, the giant earthquake that, according to geologists, is inevitable. Could happen tomorrow, could happen 200 years from now. But we'll have to be ready for the day when the lights go out for a long time. And so when I hear about an invention like this...
This small disc doesn't look like much, but inflated and charged by the sun, it becomes a solar-powered lantern that delivers 12 hours of bright light without so much as a cord.
When I hear about something like that, I want to hear more, which we will after this from Charlie. It's a collapsible disc about 5 inches in diameter with solar cells on one side and super bright LEDs on the other. And when you inflate it, it pops out to be about the size of a can of soup, except it's transparent and it lights up.
This is where all of the energy comes from, right back here.
That's correct.
It's called a Lucy Lantern. John Salzinger's company, M-Powered, created it after seeing the millions of people who lost power during the Haiti earthquake. And he told CBS's Kenneth Craig he's been selling them to aid organizations at a discount to be given away in third world countries.
A light like this, with a family in a third world country, what can this do for their life?
It's the difference between lightness and darkness.
M-Powered just sold its millionth Lucy light, but they don't just go to poor countries. Half of them go to outdoor stores like REI.
To charge your lantern, just deflate it. The solar panel is up to face the sun and let it charge for 8 hours, and you've got 6 to 12 hours of lantern light. These lanterns are going to be super lightweight, waterproof, and shatterproof.
It turns out what was originally intended for the third world is also a pretty good idea for first world communities who are coming to realize that even for them, third world conditions could be just one disaster away. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.